702. SMS Mandy on 31702.
Interesting statistic here. Only 58% of workplaces are COVID compliant. So for those of you who have gone back to work now, in real life, in person, instead of working from home, and an interesting number for you there. The Department of Employment and Labour's Inspection and Enforcement Services show that only 3,787 of a total of 6,840 workplaces inspected were found to be compliant. The Compensation Fund says this low level is shocking in both the private and government sectors. Aggie Mwiwa is the Inspector General at the Department of Labour. Thank you for joining us today. What exactly are you looking for when you inspect workplaces, and where are these businesses failing?
What we look for when we inspect is obviously it will be compliant with, first of all, the Exceptional Health and Safety Act. And obviously during this point in time, we're putting a lot of emphasis on enforcement with COVID-19, as well as, health protocols that have been put together by the Department of Health. So we basically looking at those areas in terms of compliance. So we look at both the public and private sector. So the statistics that you've quoted in terms of 58% compliance, actually for the private sector, the public sector's compliance rate is at 44%.
Sorry, can you repeat that number for the public sector?
44%,
which is also extremely concerning. Yeah. Are you surprised at how few workplaces are compliant, particularly in the public sector?
The issue of compliance is something has been something that we've been grappling with as a nation, and it's not just a phenomenon that you find in South Africa. It's almost global, where you find compliance rates are quite low. And since it started with COVID-19 infections around March, the compliance rate has been quite low and hovering at just above 57%. And for the first time, we've seen 58%, but it hasn't gone anywhere over that. So, the trend is quite worrisome.
Aggie Mwiwa, the Inspector General at the Department of Labour, thanks for joining us. They're really interesting. How many workplaces are not COVID compliant? Let me know what your workplace is doing, and if you're worried about it.